In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a receptionist on the subject of joining a surgery. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example. This time only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, I've just moved to Melbourne for a new job and I've been advised to register with a new doctor for my family and myself. I think that this surgery is the nearest one to where I live.
What's the name of the road that you live in, sir?
Dawson Road.
So, Dawson Road is the correct answer. Now we begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, I've just moved to Melbourne for a new job and I've been advised to register with a new doctor for my family and myself. I think that this surgery is the nearest one to where I live.
What's the name of the road that you live in, sir?
Dawson Road.
Yes, that's in our area. Would you like to register with us now?
Yes, please.
Right, I'll just have to take some details. First of all, could you give me your name?
It's Mike Jacobs. J-A-C-O-B-S.
And your family?
My wife's name is Janet, and I have one little boy whose name is Rod.
Ron?
No, Rod. R-O-D.
Good, that's fine. And what is your address here in Melbourne?
52 Dawson Road, Highfield, Melbourne.
Highfield, H-I-G-H-F-I-E-L-D. Good. And I'll need to know your health card number.
It's NH-87-1812C. What about my family?
Oh, only yours for now. Do you know the name of your old doctor?
It was Dr. Graham McKenzie in Perth.
Now, we've got four doctors here. There's Dr. Susan Larkins, Dr. Kevin White, Dr. James Nicholson and Dr. Linda Williams. Which one would you like to register with?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, I think I would like a man as my doctor. I'll go for the last one. Was that one a man?
No, that was Dr. Linda. How about Dr. Kevin?
Yes, that will be fine.
Right, Dr. White it is. Will that be the same for your family?
Oh yes, my wife might not want a man as her doctor. Well, we'll leave it as it is for now, and my wife can change if she wants to.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
I'd like to make an appointment now for my wife. She wants to come in at the end of the week.
How about this Friday morning? That's Friday the 21st.
I don't think she can make the morning. Any openings in the afternoon?
There are appointments available at 2:30 and 3:30.
We'll take the first one, please.
Okay, that's done.
Oh, and what shall my wife do if she wants to switch doctor?
She can just give us a call here. Do you want to take the number down?
Yes, please.
It's 7253-9829.
Can you give me your name, please?
My name's Angela, but there are two other girls who might be on duty as well. Their names are Elizabeth and Rachel, but it doesn't matter who's on duty. Anyone can take care of it.
Now, what do we do if we need to call out a doctor during the night?
We've got a rotation system with the doctors in the area. There's a mobile number you can call and that'll get through to the doctor who's on duty.
What's that number?
It's 0506-759-3856.
Got that. I didn't ask about any charges.
Like all Australia, prescriptions have to be paid for at the chemist at the prevailing rate. Some things like vaccinations for travel and insurance report we make a standard charge for, and I can give you a price list for those. Consultations, though, are under the National Health Service, so they'll be free.
Great. Well, that's all. Thanks and goodbye.
Goodbye.